بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا صدق الله العظيم علماء إكرام elders and dear brothers Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us the best of deen and the best of days. Sayyidul Ayyam, the chief, the leader, the best of days in the life of a Muslim, the day of Jumu'ah, Yawmul Jumu'ah. The virtues of the day of Jumu'ah, لا تحصى ولا تعد. There are so many, we can't even enumerate them. And the day of Jumu'ah for us is the day of rejoicing, enjoyment, more than the Eid also. That the day of Jumu'ah is a very special day for us. But the hearts are connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, connected to Madinatul Munawwara, and the khas amal of Madinatul Munawwara, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Together with that, the beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the moon was sighted for the month of Rajab, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabi wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. 2 months in advance already, tashweeq, shoq dilana, that all the ummah have desire for the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is coming soon. When Ramadan will come, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in dua for barakah. Allah grant us barakat in Rajab and Sha'ban. Barakat in our health, in our iman, our amal, our taqwa, in our wealth also. In Rajab and Sha'ban, let it be that we see the month of Ramadan. And then we find in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the excitement already, which we should already try to experience. What was it? The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what excitement. Rajab has come, then Sha'ban will be coming, then Ramadan, then the last 10 days, which is the climax of the month of Ramadan, to go into seclusion. With who? With Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, my creator, my sustainer, the one that designed me, the one that did the wiring of my brain. That's everything to me. That Allah Ta'ala becomes mine, I become His. And then when the moon was sighted of Shawwal, subhanallah, the friends of Allah, the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahimahullah, his heart would go to Baytullah. When the moon was sighted for the month of Shawwal, we already preparing for Eid. The friends of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, their hearts are connected all the time to Allah. And he will say, Ya Allah, I've heard there'll be a gathering of your ashiqeen and lovers, theri darpe, upon your threshold at Baytullah. Agar ijazat ho, maybe shamil ho jao. Ya Allah, if you give permission, I also want to come to Baytullah. Then you mu'arafah. Ya Allah, Ta'ala, take us all over and over again. So many a'mal for us to make shukr for. Which amal of us will make us reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama say, we hear so many bayan, so many a'mal. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made avenues of hidayat. Take one amal in our life. Take one amal in our life with some mujahada, some qurbani. Our heart takes to it. And make this my life. And upon that mujahada, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا One amal I take, and I make my connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whether sabr, whether shukr, whether Qur'an tilawat, whatever it may be. And when it comes to shukr also, such a ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the ni'mat of iman. That we're sitting in the house of Allah, experiencing the month of Rajab, then Sha'ban, then Ramadan. To have the ni'mat of iman, Islam, and the greatest ni'mat, خلقتني وأنا عبدك يا الله you made me I belong to you يا الله you haven't allowed me to put my head down to anyone besides you only يا الله you didn't hand me over to my nafs and shaitan but you made me yours the greatest ni'mat of Allah تبارك وتعالى how much shukr to make to Allah سبحانه وتعالى for all these bounties all the bounties we have it should not be that these ni'mat that we find around us and here ulama say also that half of iman is sabr Half of iman is shukr. Inna fi dhalika la ayatil li kulli sabbarin shukur. Allah says, look at my signs in the skies and the earth. These are signs for those that have sabr and shukr in them. We thank Allah Jalla Jalal for all the ni'mas and the bounties. And this muzakara is very important with the family members ourselves. That we make shukr to Allah. Our elders say, when Ibrahim Sahib would mention, that shakirana mizaj paida karo. They create within yourself a temperament of making shukr to Allah. Qadam qadam pe, every step, thank Allah, alhamdulillah. When we're eating also, we're sitting also, aircon is on. Sometimes unfortunately, because we are so used to luxuries, Instead of Shakirana, Mizaj, a temperament of sugar, you got a complaining temperament. Why the aircon is not on? Why this is not right? Why that is not right? So take stock in every sphere of our life, whether as husbands, we thank our wives also. Make shukr to them. Just the kurta we are wearing today, my dear brothers, is the whole effort behind it. We don't come into the whole details of the washing machine and separating the whites from the colors, and the detergents and the rest of it. And the housewife, the night before, she's making dua, Ya Allah, that the sun must come out tomorrow. There'll be a sunny day. Clothes must get dry. Then domestic must come, another challenge. For her, the ironing within 2 hours must be done. And then to hang the kurta in the wardrobe, we only wear it, we take it out 12 hours and back in the washing. Now the word of shukr, such effort behind it, just for one kurta to come onto my body, it demands that I wear this kurta for 1 week maybe. For so much of effort, so much of time, as a husband to thank the wife, thank the children thanking the parents. Today we find it's only complain. Wherever we go, there's a complaint. So nobody is happy. Person has shukr in his life, and ulama say how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first step is to thank the slaves of Allah. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Person cannot thank the people around him who he sees that are doing favors to him. He can't make shukr to them. How is he going to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala who he can't see? So to thank people, to have this temperament, Jazakallah khair, may Allah reward you, Allah be pleased with you, Allah be happy with you. And all du'as to make, they have a temperament of making du'as also. So all these ni'mas we have around us, just coming to the masjid also, we find there's no parking. Now we think to ourselves, we'll park so far and walk. Just to take stock, my dear brothers, when it comes to our masajid, we have these facilities Allah Pak has given us, which unfortunately many of us, myself also, we think is my birthright, or a title of, we have this feeling, and of entitlement, that I deserve to live a life like this, I deserve to have a home like that, I deserve to have food like this. How many a young girl, young boy, only this to eat, I'm not eating, as if they deserve it. Aircon is not working, what a big problem. There's no garam pani, no hot water, who finished the water? As if now Allah Ta'ala has written, is your birthright to enjoy this, it's only Allah's ni'mat. They say, once you recognize the mun'ami haqiqi, the one that is giving you the bounties, and you fall in love with Allah, then you will thank Him. Otherwise, the entire life will come out, na shukri. No appreciation, to be ungrateful, only complaining. Father is complaining, mother is complaining, children complaining, musalli is complaining also. When it comes to our masajid also, yeah, our honorable Shaykh Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib would explain to us, and he would say, how many an imam or how many a musalli takes out the time and writes a shukriya and a thank you note to the trustees of the masjid. May Allah reward you all. Every time you walk into the masjid, the carpets are clean, smelling good, alhamdulillah. Wuzu khana is clean, the towels are done already. There's a whole process behind it that's taking place. And then after we leave, again the cleaning, then the toilets, and then the wuzu khana. And the question is now, is it an obligation upon the trustees to provide these facilities? In Masjid al-Nabwi, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were no wuzu khanas. Ulama teach us that this only came about in the time of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Malik rahimullah was born 94 after the hijrah. So over 100 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first wuzu khana built in the masjid or outside the masjid, there too for the travelers. Now for the local people, they knew the reward, make wuzu at home, you're tying ihram, you're going on hajj right now, the reward of a haji, person making umrah, every step he is taking. There were no facilities, make wuzu at home and come. When it came to parking facilities also, there was no parking facilities. Today myself, I feel it's obligation upon those of trust of the masjid to provide these facilities. Therefore no shukriya, no thanksgiving. Today we know we go for umrah. There's no parking facilities, but we're paying the high price to stay near the haram. Or they say, pay the price and take a walk. If the trustees wanted, you could have said, no wuzu khana, make wuzu at home and come. Put one tap outside. Sorry, there's no parking on the premises, park your car wherever you want, take a walk and come. But they provided. And now I feel it's my birthright that I have to park here. If somebody blocked me, make sabr. Make shukr, Ya Allah, you give me a spot at least.
Make little sabr also. Now that Allah Ta'ala will give great darajat, great rewards for it. So how to make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for the ni'mat of Allah, for the ni'mat of Iman. Allah's promise, you will make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah will increase it. Allah will increase the ni'mat in quantity, in volume. There's one part of tafsir, la in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah will increase it. Allah will increase the volume or the quantity, whether Iman, whether physical ni'mats and bounties. And one very important point, ulama explained here also, that those things in my life that has become a challenge to me, those things in my life that have become a challenge to me, whether it be my health, whether my wealth, whether my wife, whether parents, whether children, make shukr for that also. Otherwise I'm stuck in that. That one part of my life, the grey area, dark area, is only complain. And he asks the brother, my house, everything, house, family, can't complain. What he means, if I could, I would complain. Can't carry on, chala kare. But he says, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl, Allah, I don't deserve it, Allah gave it to me. Allah, I'm Allah's slave. As he wants to do with me, he can do with me. So just on shukr, ulama explained, thanking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, i'malu ala Dawood shukra. Allah commands the family of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam that express your shukr by doing a'mal. One is shukr with the tongue, we thank Allah. And here we learn from ulama ikram, at least one dua in the day. At least one dua in the day, don't ask Allah for anything, only make shukr. But my tongue is such also when I'm making shukr, by the way, but Allah give this also. And then here, our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh says, the way we ask Allah and command Allah in our du'as, as if Allah Ta'ala is working for us. Allah is a waiter, na'uzu billah. I just want this, I just want that. Say, only make shukr. After Asr, take time, 5 minutes. Thank Allah for all the bounty. Don't ask for anything. Only thank Allah and start thinking, Ya Allah, the challenges in my life. And those things that you have given me thus far, Ya Allah, shukr for all of that. Thank Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And then, how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's impossible to thank Allah for His bounties. But then Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam said to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I don't know how to thank you. Then Allah says, Ya Dawood, al-an ya Dawood shakartani. Oh Dawood, now you have thanked me. When you said, Ya Allah, I don't know how to thank you, now you have thanked me. You don't have the words. Ya Allah, I don't have the words. How to thank you, my Allah? So the shukr of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, one ni'mat of Allah will make shukr. This one thing that we do can make us reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's shukr, whether it's sabr, whether it's Quran Sharif, how we reach Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, what Allah will give. So when the shukr also, that we will find a person in shukr for iman, then he's about to leave the world. Because everybody is thanking Allah for the ni'mat of iman, for the ni'mat of being ummati wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all these ni'mats and bounties, subhanallah, they say we have the Jews in the world are still looking for the promised land. They still want to get there with all sophisticated armies, ammunition, weaponry and everything else. And all the governments of the world and all the universities of the world backing them, investing in them. Then too they can't take over the haram. Then too they can't do as they want to. The most they can do is they can station their guards at the door of the haram to look after our shoes. Alhamdulillah. We read our salah, we come out, make one salam with them. But they don't have the himmat. Allah has blocked them. How much shukr to Allah, ulama say, just you understand this. For all the wealth in the world, still too they cannot take over the haram completely. They promised land. Allah has given us Al-Harabayn Sharifayn. Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala take all of us, book your ticket. Within 8 hours, 10 hours, you're standing before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And you're making salat and salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a ni'mat of Allah. That we know with yaqeen, conviction, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is buried also. And when we go there, sukoon. Carefree. What happens in dunya, we're not even worried about it. Ya Allah, if you take me here, alhamdulillah. And on this point, ulama say also, that in the reality is, every single one of us loves maut. Nobody dislikes maut. What we dislike is firaq and separation from the family. Today we hear marhum has passed away. May Allah fill the qabr of nur. Raise him. What the mubarak maut. And what we make dua, ya Allah, give us maut like that. What it means, we love maut. We want to die also. We're making dua for death also. But the separation brings sadness to the heart. But when we will have all these bounties and all the shukr in our life and sabr in our life, we thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then accordingly Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be kind to us at the time of maut. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahimahullah has mentioned also, the person who has deen in his life and the ni'mas of Allah, and he thanks Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when his maut will come, in maut kiyad, in kitab, remembrance of death, very important for us to read this kitab. But the Shaykh explains in detail that at the time of maut, what transpires? Insan is fearful of something because he doesn't know what will happen ahead. He's afraid. He knows the road, as he will say, eyes closed, I'll travel the road. Go on a farm road, darkness of night, with the lights off, is terrified. Don't know what will happen next. Maut is like death also. Person who prepared his qabr, sunduqul amal, the box of a'mal, he sent forth his wazaif, his night surah, so important every night, my dear brothers. Tabarak, waqiyah, al-iflam, in sajda. He's designing his qabr already. Just to understand the qabr, my dear brothers, I'll be sitting here. Many of us, Allah has blessed us with homes, comfortable bedrooms. And yawmul jumu'ah, most of the time the sheets are changed, the oud burner is burning, alhamdulillah, the aircon is on. And a person possibly has a sofa in his room also. And how he sits over there, the room is absolutely clean. And I got room service also. Family will bring some juice for him, milkshake, cold drink. And how he's relaxed in his room. Ulama say, just picture if you want that also, then do your a'mal now. When you open your eyes in your qabr, you'll be sitting there in the bed next to you. My entire room is here, subhanallah. Fresh sheets, aircon is on, the big screen is on. Allah is showing you a jannah, you're going to go there soon. Just see the show right now, before you know it, already Qiyamah's day. And now proceed to your Jannah. But the journey before that, the Shaykh has mentioned, rahmatullah alayhi, when a person goes into Sakarat, and the eyeballs turn over, then he sees the realm of the Akhirat. And because, alhamdulillah, he had Quran Sharif in his life, Salah in his life, he had Deen of Allah in his life, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends for him 500 malaika to welcome him. Making two rows, فَرُوحُ وَرِيحَانُ, they have bouquets of flowers and roses in their hands. And they call out his name, and he looks at them. He looks at them with joy in his heart. With joy in his heart, and the ruh just jumps out. And they say at that time, Malakul Maut is sent quickly. He sent with them, and he comes with a silken cloth from Jannah. And that cloth is scented with the fragrance of Jannah. As that person that goes for Hajj and Umrah, when he walks into the Haram and he smells the Oud, say, Ponjga Yahu, Ya Allah, I made it. I'm here now. When he smells the fragrance of Jannah, already khush khabri shuru ho gaya. You already got the glad tidings, you already made it. And when he smells that, then is mentioned, it becomes like anesthetic for him. Doesn't feel anything. It doesn't feel anything. And then some riwayat say, that is mentioned to Malakul Maut, that all Malakul Maut, he was good to Allah, be good to him. He was a good person, be good to him. And very quickly he pulls out the ruh of the person. They say like how a young child is taken to the doctor. Doctor wants to give him injection. What he does, he gives him a lollipop in his hand. Distracts him. And before he knows it, doctor says, it's finished. Then he starts crying. The person in the qabr also, before he knows it, his ruh is already out. He's wrapped up already in the cloth of Jannah. And they go with speed towards illiyin, towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْظَرِينَ. The seal of this ayat, when a zalim oppressor passes away, then nobody cries. Skies and the earth don't cry. When a friend of Allah passes away, the skies and earth cry also. Because his good a'mal, good conditions are coming down. As the ruh and soul is taken up to different levels, the malaika say, we know the fragrance of this ruh. Who is it? It's so and so, Hafiz Ahab has passed away. Oh, marhaba, welcome, 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 welcome. Right to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then this body is taken away to the ghusl khana. This is our iman, yaqeen, maghibat, the unseen. He's a slave of Allah, banda of Allah. He passed through in the day of Jumu'ah. La, he's safe from the fitna of qabr, adab-i qabr. He's taken to ghusl khana. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to honor for him. Allah sends down the malaika, give my banda ghusl quickly before the people come in. They give him the ghusl. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends down for him the kafan of Jannat. And they wrap him up. They wrap him up. And then they say there's a person jumps into the kafan with him also. Then we wrap up the person in our kafan, take him to the qabristan. Then we bury the person. And then when we leave the qabristan, then they say that the malaika come yujlisanihi. They make him sit up and the kafan opens up. And then the riwayat says in the kitab of the shaykh has written, what happens after maut or remembrance of death? He says his a'mal come to his all his sides and corners. Salah comes, his fasting comes, sadqah comes, his Quran tilawat comes. To all his sides, kiram and kadibin come breaking through the earth to frighten him. So he can't answer the questions. But as they come in, his Quran comes. You want something? He says, want to interrogate him, talk to me. How will you say, talk to my lawyer? He says, talk to me. He's safe. Let him relax now. He got a fajr salah, tahajjud salah, his Quran tilawat, dhikrullah, his akhlaq, his a'mal. Now he's time for him to relax. Speak to us. Then he starts tied from the other side. His soam is there, fasting is there, sadqah is there. All his amal protecting night and the sun. Ya Allah, you gave tawfiq. Ya Allah, shukr to you. And in the corner, there's a young, handsome man standing there. So after kiram and katibin, they try to interrogate, they leave. Then all his amal turn to that person in the corner. Who are you? Who are you? That person say, I am the sabr he or she made in their lifetime. I am the sabr. She was a widow. So many years, she had a hard life, tough life. We know the sabr that she's made. So Allah Ta'ala sent us. What's your function? If any one of you all had failed in protecting him, I would have jumped in and saved him. And then Allah Ta'ala sends down for him the silken bedding of Jannat. Now you can relax. And then the ni'mas will begin from there. We only understand, my dear brothers, this is a reality and how beautiful the manzar and the scenery of maut is that will make dua. One pious person was asked, why don't we like maut? He said, "Amartum dunyakum wa kharabtum akhiratakum." That we built our dunya, we spoiled our akhirat. Everything is here. We don't want to leave. He said, send it to akhirat. Make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the bounties of Allah, for the bounty of iman. And ask Allah Ta'ala to give us a maut upon iman, khatama bil khair. In a condition Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us. May Allah fill the qabr of noor of the marhum. He sabr to the family also and raise all our marhumin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.